This is Howard Balzer, and welcome to this Cardinals camp update for the Rise Up See Red podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Well, we are getting ready for the Cardinals to play the Indianapolis Colts in the second preseason game on Saturday. After 2 days of practice against the Colts, one in a driving rainstorm, and of course just a week after the Cardinals opened the preseason against the New Orleans Saints. And I couldn't help but think about a term that is often used in a lot of different levels, but it's just three words, but it says, who you got? And that can pertain to a lot of different things, but who you got? And I say that because it's one thing that always has to be kept in mind, lest we overreact to things that happen in the preseason games or in these joint practices. Who you got? Who are players playing against? Who you got? And I'll start with last week's game against the Saints when Xavier Thomas, the rookie edge rusher, had a nice game. And Nick Rallis and Jonathan Gannon have talked about the progress he's made since arriving for OTAs. And that's all a positive in terms of going forward. But can Thomas duplicate against the Colts, depending on who he's going against, like what happened against the Saints when he had a nice game going against a lot of deep backups on that New Orleans offense? That is something we always have to keep in mind. Just like with the quarterbacks from last week's game. Now, Desmond Ridder had some issues there with some accuracy. That's been the hallmark of his career. But he and the backup offense were also playing a large part of the first half against the Saints starters. So what we have to refrain from doing is overreacting too much to what Clayton Tune and the backups did in the second half against the Saints backups, some of them third string guys. So it'll be very interesting to see against the Colts what the quarterback rotation is, but you always have to pay attention to who players are going against. In other words, who you got? We saw it earlier this week in the practice where a lot of guys, and hey, I'm with them every day at practice, wasn't in Indianapolis, but a lot of guys, you know, are there at practice and they're filming clips and putting out clips that are in isolation. And we have to be careful about overreacting to that. One of them was a play where rookie wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. turned around totally Colts cornerback Kenny Moore, a starter for the Colts. But this was not an 11-on-11. It was in an offensive drill. And when Jonathan Gannon was asked about that before practice on Thursday, that play, because someone asked him specifically because it kind of went viral on social media, he kind of paused before saying, hey, just want to emphasize that was an offensive drill. In other words, there's things in practice that are done with the intention of making the offense look good. Same with a play, a route that Greg Dortch ran, I think this was on Thursday, against a backup Colts cornerback. And people are going nuts about it. Hey, this is in no way meant to downgrade what we expect and hope from Marvin Harrison Jr. and Greg Dortch. But again, I emphasize, you can't overreact to clips in isolation. And Dortch, where he made a great move and was moving very, very fast and had a nice catch, again, in an offensive drill. And the first thing I looked at, who was he going against? And I checked it out, and it was a corner named Chris Lammons, who's been in the league for 5 years. He's a deep backup on the Colts. And in his 5 years in the league, he's played a total of 46 games, but mostly on special teams. 237 defensive snaps. Figure out the average. That's between, now one of the seasons he only played two games, but still, even if you knock that one out, you're talking about 50 or 60 defensive snaps a season. That's not very many per game. He also had 914 snaps in those years on special teams. So again, I only point this out to repeat, ad nauseum, don't overreact to clips and things that happen in practice when there's no preparation, Now, Kenny Moore wasn't watching film of Marvin Harrison Jr. to see what he does. Teams don't watch film of their opponents in preseason games. You're not game planning. You're just working on your own stuff. And yes, you have to adjust sometimes to what the other team's doing, but it's a world of difference from the regular season. And people always ask me, well, what do you look for in the preseason? And I always say, from the coaches and from the players, and I often say, it's hard to say what to truly look for, because what the coaches are trying to find out is who's doing their assignments correctly. Who is doing what they're coached to do? Who is in the right place at the right time? And the truth of the matter is, everybody, none of us watching on TV really know. We don't know what the depth was supposed to be on a certain route or what the coverage was supposed to be in the regular season, much less in the preseason. It's why it's always shocked me, the support and following that Pro Football Focus gets by grading players on every play when they'll downgrade an offensive lineman on a certain play when they don't even know what his assignment was. Those are the dangers that there can be with some of this. And so, players to watch, though, we do want to see progress. You do want to see them flash. You don't want to see bad plays, certainly. That can be a negative. Owen Papo has taken, according to everyone, a pretty big step in year two at inside linebacker. How much snaps will he get on defense? Hard to say, with Kaiser White and Owen Papo and even Chris Barnes potentially ahead of him. But it looks like the guy has some really good potential. I mentioned Xavier Thomas. What will the running back rotation look like on Saturday with Amari DiMercato returning to practice? He didn't play against New Orleans last week. And let's point out, in the game against New Orleans, 26 players did not play for the Cardinals. 26 out of 91 on the roster. And of those 26, 18 are expected to be starters. And another 5 will be players that will play a lot in the rotation, whether it's a defensive lineman, whether it's a third or fourth receiver, whoever it might be. And so we'll probably see more of that against the Colts on Saturday, which again makes it difficult to really make evaluations. One thing I think we can say is that doesn't it always appear that whenever Michael Carter gets on the field, no matter who it's against, that he makes plays? He did it in the second half of last season after arriving from the Jets, and he made some good plays against the Saints on Saturday night. Very crowded running backs room, which is going to make for some interesting decisions when it's time to cut the roster on August the 27th. The Rabbit. It's a lot easier to call him the Rabbit than Dadrian Taylor Demerson. He right now might be the number one safety backup, but although Andre Sacheret had some good experience in the system last year. But the Rabbit looks like a guy that is going to make a name for himself. We'll see when that happens. So those are some of the things to watch for on Saturday. One thing we know, it won't be raining because the game is in the dome at Lucas Oil Stadium. And one quick note that I wrote about on the website. It was cool to see this week at practice, Marvin Harrison Sr., Marvin's dad obviously was there. So was Edgerrin James, both players on the Colts. James, of course, had 3 seasons with the Cardinals after leaving the Colts. Both are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Cool to see them there. And also cool to see them interacting with another probable future Hall of Famer, Reggie Wayne, the wide receiver who paired with Marvin Harrison for a lot of years with the Colts. And he's now with the team as a receivers coach. So cool to see them there. And cool to see Marvin Sr. signing some mini footballs and throwing it into the stands. So that does it. That wraps up this Cardinals camp update. Colts on Saturday, and then we'll be talking to you after that. This is Howard Balzer for the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. We'll be back again soon.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise up, Red Sea, be Red Sea Red, and of course, Rise Up, Sea Red.